UFO News, the 11th of October 2022. One of the better photos of a UFO was taken by a gentleman as it was coming out of a cloud. The man said he saw the UFO as it was flying over his garage in Mexico. This photo can be seen at high-res photo of UFO shows apostrophe 50 feet disc emerging from a cloud before vanishing into space, claims man, Mirror Online. You can copy and paste the this headline into your browser's address area to see the article containing the photo. Sorry, Truth Facts doesn't use live links except in exceptional cases. The man also said he believed the object had a diameter of about 50 feet. As has been the case with some photos in the past, the photo was not authenticated by an expert. I am not saying the photo is a fraud, just that until I know it is a genuine photo of a UFO for sure, I take it with a grain of salt as I do all photos of this type. Years ago, there was an incredible photo of a UFO over an apartment building in Mexico, and it was said hundreds of people watched it as it hovered over the building. When the photo was examined by experts, it was found the image had been inserted into the photo. A UFO was recently seen and photographed over Santa Fe, New Mexico. It was seen during the daytime and had the appearance of a translucent orb. It reminded me of a bubble. It can be seen slowly entering into a cloud bank and then disappearing. It is impossible to tell the size, since we don't know the distance. People in southern Arizona were watching strange lights in the sky on September 7, 2022. They began to appear early in the morning at a little after 5 a.m. as the watched one object it disappeared, but then another appeared. At first, I would have sworn it was a commercial airliner from the side, which hid the wings and it seemed to have a tail. As I watched the video longer, I noticed what I thought was a tail move to different parts of the structure, so I changed my opinion. It very definitely could have been a UFO, if the video is genuine. When the first object flew away, a second, which seemed to be much further distant, appeared as a dot of light, flying all over the sky. A resident of Kennewick, Washington, saw something in the sky, videoed it, and he has been asking himself what it was. It seemed more than just a dot in the sky, it seemed to have a small length to it which was flying in the sky on its edge, and what I noticed was the strange movement. It didn't fly like something in orbit, but randomly. The next day it appeared again in a different place in the sky. I think many people recognize the name Uri Geller. He is the famous person who claims to bend spoons, among other things, with his mind. He has made a claim about John Lennon. He said Lennon told him he met with extraterrestrials. I know what most of you are thinking at this moment: was he on drugs at the time? It has been claimed he did use illegal drugs, but I have no way of knowing if this was true. Anyway, he said he saw a UFO over his apartment. Then he said they came into his room. We may never know if this story is true or not, but it was interesting enough for me to mention it. One thing has been changing over the years, and it is the belief by the scientific community in UFOs, known all as UAPs, and it is said by some UAPs have visited here already. So many people have seen then that even when we say most of the sighting are just misidentified objects, most of the remaining ones, along with the sightings of alien beings, can't be explained any other way than a visitation. I suspect even when this was being denied over the years by scientists, some did believe but were afraid to admit that because they felt it would ruin them. The advent of drones has made it much harder in some circumstances to identify UFOs, because there are so many times the sightings could be drones, either single ones or drones flying in groups. One man saw something strange in the sky. What he saw was a very bright object in the sky. Others also saw the same thing and even used a phone to record it. They had seen a group of objects they couldn't explain. The objects made no sound, and they left questions in the minds of those who saw them, such as, could they have been drones? The bottom line is they would have had to either been silent or too far away to hear. The next sighting made me think about the idea all the sighting people were seeing were drones. A group of lights which had a green color to them were seen in the night sky over Austin, Texas. Could it be there is less of a chance when groups of lights are seen being drones than single lights? I think so, because it would take a person owning many drones or a group of people flying drones to the same place. I am just playing percentages here. They seemed to fly away very fast, faster than a drone. A UFO investigator had his own sighting lately. Several witnesses in Circleville, Ohio reported seeing strange lights in the sky. One witness said the light sighting was very strange because the lights came down from the sky, hit the ground and then went back up into the sky. Could this be drones landing and taking off again? I can't help but think this has to be a drone sighting, because nothing else seems to make sense. Here is a report with a little more meat to it. A man was driving along on a road just outside Grand Junction, Colorado. It was nighttime, and when he noticed there was something flying next to his car, he started to panic. A flying saucer-shaped craft was flying parallel and about 50 feet above him. Yep, that would have upset most of us. This went on for about 10 minutes according to the witness. When the car pulled over, the man and his girlfriend watched and she videoed as many more saucers flew by. He went on to say he saw two beings through a window on one craft.